with Vance Rogers.
It's Saturday AM Live / Team Rogers mentoring call, and I hope that we are all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. A few minutes ago, we were talking about the migratory patterns of beings, especially those of us in the North American part of the world. And I suppose, talking with our European friends, as I've gotten to know them over the years, they do the same thing. We tend to, as we age, we are not as resilient as we once were, and shoveling snow is meant to say, and we tend to move. And when we have that ability, that's what we do. And it's a great contrast and comparison to the opportunity that we have with Nikken. And as Ben Woodward shared with the Diamonds and the Royal Diamonds this week, he said, the more success I achieve, the more opposition I will encounter. And that is so true, whether it's a flock of Canadian geese that are trying to get the certain wind currents to take them north this time of year to do what they do, or to take them south as October and November roll in and the winter starts rolling back into the areas where they are. We're going to encounter more opposition the more we experience. However, in that process, and here's what I'm leaning from just this morning's discussion before we jumped on into things, is that most of us become more resilient, and we figure out better ways to do what we're normally doing, and we develop a little thicker skin, and because we know deep down inside that all of us were created to give back, to invest into other people. We're not created to become hermits. Even certain faiths, whether it's a monk or a priest, or whatever, they go on a pilgrimage, and then during that they come to terms with themselves, and they realize, wait a second, I wasn't created to live in a cave, to be alone. That's not the way humans are wired. We're all created to give and to invest into other people. And one other thing that Ben shared was that when we have a desire, it's a longing or a craving, when you look it up, and it should be to invest in other people so that in the process we become better, but the focus is others. And what we insistently desire over time, we will become. And what a great truth. And Nikken, I would highly encourage you. I know it's recorded. I know it's posted on the Nikken, or actually on the magneticleaders.com. The call that Dave Johnson did with Ben last Saturday, and could not recommend that any higher. The 2 points that Ben shared, that in order to be a success in life, we have to live with forgiveness. Not only forgiving ourselves, but forgiving other people. And the sooner we figure that out, the faster we can become a success. Is not beat ourselves up for things that we did wrong in the past, things that other people are doing. Just learn how to walk in forgiveness. And then right behind that, to learn how to walk in selflessness, in that of an attitude of serving other people, to constantly be living a selfless life, to invest in others. My wife Stacy attended I wonder what you call them, her focus at her profession, her job, and it's not a JOB. She actually really enjoys doing it. It's more of a gift and an opportunity to serve other people. Yesterday she attended a teacher's conference, and she specifically works with special needs kids, autistic, Asperger's, physical and emotional behavioral needs. One of the students she works with primarily has seizures. And one of the quotes that she sent me partway through the training was this: past consequences drive future behavior. Past consequences drive future behavior. I don't know who said it, but it wasn't me, so I'm not going to take credit for it. But in the same lines is that anything that we've done in the past, laying a foundation for the future, it will drive our future behavior. And if it's not good, if it's not healthy, then we need to tweak and we need to change that. And what we're experiencing in Nikken right now, as we head into the second quarter of 2015, March was a stellar banner month for Nikken globally. I presume it's globally just looking at the numbers. And there's three numbers that I would encourage you to write down or just simply memorize. And as you're sharing Nikken with other people, or just to reaffirm what's going on. And I'm going to jump into things. I know there's several of the mentees, those of you who are part of Team Rogers, that are on the line. And if you haven't hit star six already, go ahead and do so and be ready to jump on here, in here and share. But that, these three numbers that Ben alluded to last Saturday, March 2015, just, you know, 11 days ago, was 27% higher in volume and sales than February, just the previous month. Couple reasons why, but I think the biggest reason why is we're seeing what we set in motion starting in January starts to snowball. The increase in prospecting, the increase in sharing, the increase in our ability to understand new concepts and enhancements and just roll them out there that, you know, hey, if you don't want to join as a member, jump in as a customer. It's absolutely free. Let's get you connected with the product. 90% of people join Nikken because of the product. 27% increase. That was the number one, or the first number. Second one was 19% increase from over March of 2014. When you look back a year ago, that last month, this March, was 19% more in sales and volume. And then the third number was that sponsorship. Now, those first two numbers you could accredit to a promotion like free shipping, or even in Orlando, we had free shipping for orders, anything that was ordered at the convention. But a 20% increase in sponsorship, that goes back to us. So if you sponsored somebody in the month of March, you can pat yourself on the back. If you had intention or you brought somebody as a customer, you can also pat yourself on the back. But a 20% increase, that is absolutely stellar. Absolutely stellar when you look at where we are. So 27% increase over the previous month in volume, 19% over the previous March, and then a 20% increase in sponsorship. Absolutely fantastic. And we're going to get into this. I've asked a couple of the members of Team Rogers to share. And if you're on the line right now, hit star six and be ready. And we have a secondary call during the week that we just simply focus on that, and I'd like for several of them, if maybe they didn't get a chance to share previously, but let's talk about March, and let's talk about as we roll right on into the month of April, our goals. That's one of the biggest things that we're finding, that if we simply write down a few goals and say, you know, I'm gonna hit here. I want to sponsor two customers. You know, let's go for something simple. I want to sponsor two customers that both come in with over $125 retail order. And when we do that, when we start comparing, stacking up the numbers, even as a brand new consultant, the payout is so nicely. We've got a couple who just came on February 28th, they enrolled, they bought a vital day pack and they got on auto ship. They didn't continue to generate over 500 PV for March. However, they're already on track to do that for April. But their first check from Nikken was just over $50. $54 and some change. And, you know, that's triple the amount of my first check. And I invested a lot more to get started 22 years ago. But it's because of that customer program, the simplicity of that. So let's hear from the members of Team Rogers as we roll into this. Gene, I know you're part of, what does Rick call his team? I've never asked. I know you're part of Rick and Paige's team. And that would be Gene Brock. That's your lead-in. And I'm putting you on the spot. So if you haven't hit star six, it should say in your phone that your line is now demuted or unmuted. Yeah. The only downside to it, there you go.
Okay, I was walking around with my Bluetooth and I had to find my phone first because I didn't have it on my hair. And I don't know that we have a name, Team Murphy, I guess. No, I don't know.
You don't know.
I call my team Team Brock, so anyway.
Team Brock. Okay.
Okay, so since I haven't been doing accountability with Team Rogers, what do you want to know?
Well, just curious, how did March stack up for you? I know that you sent me a text yesterday, and one of the young ladies that you had allowed me to speak with, which, again, I think we say this till we're blue in the face, utilize tools. A tool is a CD, a book, or a YouTube video, or a live tool is any member of the Nikan family, whether it be part of your upline structure, somebody that you've heard their story, the more you utilize them, and I was speaking with Gisela Stevens about this, and Jean, this is what you did, in allowing me to just have a brief conversation with one of your newer people, her name just slipped me. This is the one that works in retail.
Right, it's Yoba Valdez, and
yeah,
she does work in retail, and she's working full-time, but she has a couple of days a week off most of the time, so we've been meeting here and there, and yeah, she did sign up, and she went senior the same month, which was terrific, and she really is excited about the business. Her time is kind of limited right now, so we're meeting wherever we can. I'm going to meet with her Monday morning, and we're going to go over her vital pack that she just got and just review some of the things in it, because then I'm going to be out of town for 3 or 4 days. So she's got a wide circle of friends. So that's really wonderful because she's, and a lot of them are, speak only Spanish, and she's bilingual. In fact, you probably noticed she doesn't really even have any accent. So she speaks both languages fluently, which is nice. And so she's going to be doing some presentations in Spanish once she, really gets up to speed here, so that's great. So no, we just had an excellent month. We had actually the best one we've had for a long time, and, we always qualified, but we're quality enrolled every month this year, and we also made our OV and had not quite reset for a couple months. We've also got Sandy Randall and Bob in New Mexico who are on fire, and they're silver with one silver under them, and they are really going strong right now.
Gene, I saw that they had sponsored a new person, and I'm curious, how important is it to set goals? Because you said you achieved your goal, and then right behind that, how important it with this new term that we were introduced just 3 months ago, the concept of quality enrollment, how important is that to you?
It's extremely important, and we all know that autoship being part of it is like our basic salary, really, because we can count every month on that, and it's getting to be something that we're all focusing on, I think, more than we ever have because of the quality enrollment, needing to have 100 autoship and maintain 100 autoship. So that has been, I think, one of the reasons that the company has had those huge percentages of growth in the last few 3 weeks, well, since January, really. So,
and behind that minimum $100 autoship, because that was for Stacy and I, we're coming up on 20 years. I enrolled in autoship the month before we got married, and it was August of 1995, 20 years, and my sole purpose for doing that was just to, I'm frugal. I won't call myself cheap. Other people call me cheap, but I'm just frugal, and to save an extra 10%, that made sense to me. And today there's many more benefits for autoship, but besides that minimum $100 autoship, which ensures that we're going to get a commission check, right behind that is that $400 PV, or to meet that 500 personal volume. It's not a requirement. It's a target. And how important is that for you and for your people that you're working with, like, Sandy, Bob and Sandy Randall?
It's essential, and I don't want to leave out, somebody well, too, John Tiger has gotten on fire again. He has enrolled 3 people in the last 4 days, and I've talked to 2 of them so far and had a nice chat with them, and they are both business builders, and one of them is only 21 years old. just super excited and super excited that he wanted to know about San Antonio already. So, really, but no, it's just, I mean, it's extremely important because, and for one thing, I mean, hell, we are role models for wellness, and if we're not on auto ship, then we're probably not taking the nutritional, because most people aren't going to pay 10% more and order them off auto ship. So it's essential for us also, you know, health-wise as well as financially, to promote auto ship to everybody. So.
Okay. And I want to ask that other question, and then I want to shift to some other members that are, I know that are on the line. The importance of setting goals, and a lot of Americans. This is really an interesting thing because I'll speak on behalf of myself. I'm preaching to myself with this one. We're always afraid to set goals. Some of us it becomes easy because we just know, hey, we set them, we achieve them. Then the next month we set them again, or the next week, whatever timeline we're working from. But a lot of us we're hesitant. We're gun shy about doing that. And yet it's what we've seen happen is that when we just set them in a certain area, so, you know, okay, our auto ship is this. We want to get a couple customers. We want our personal group volume to be this much. Or as I wrote down the beginning of April here, is I want to see 5 quality enrollments in our personal group. And that, as I wrote that down, I started thinking of some people that are doing it already, like Stephen Carroll Crowfoot, and one of our brand new consultants, Pat Hafner. But then at the same time, I thought, oh, wait a second, that's only 2. where are those? It's not about if we can see them. It's not the mechanics as it is important, the intention. And if we don't get 5, let's say we only get 4. Who cares? But for you,
that's
Jean,
it. If you set your goals at 1 or 2, then you'll be happy with 1 or 2, then you may never reach above to get 4 or 5. So I agree with you. Set it, you know, set the bar where you want it and do your best to make it. And if you don't, at least you've gotten more than you would have if you not set a goal.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. I want to really, really encourage, and some of us, again, we're afraid to step out there and do it. You know, and as Reed Nelson shared in January, when we started this journey to the challenge to the diamonds and the royal diamonds, he said, you know, set goals that are attainable, but they should also make you scared a little bit. And I think I shared last Saturday, Ben Woodward challenged me on a live call with all diamonds and royal diamonds, and he challenged my backside, okay? I was about to say butt, but I was going to say bum, because that's the word we use in our family with young ladies. But he really, really challenged me. And, it increased the stress level, but here's the fun part, is it increased the fear factor in me to get out there and be a little more aggressive. And some of my prospects on my chicken list that I made contact with this week, they responded to me. One gentleman said, "You're just not going to give up, are you?" I said, "Nope, I'm not. Not until I've got you connected to this company and you can see what I know. And when you experience what we've experienced for the last 22 years and what millions of other people," and he started to get kind of excited, but then his list of excuses got in the way. But eventually, you know, I'm going to reel him in.
I like that. So you can see what I know. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, that's something I learned from Kathleen Duell years ago. If you knew, if you could see what I know and what we've experienced, and I want to encourage folks again. I know I sound like a broken record, and most of us on the call are old enough to understand that analogy of what a broken record is. It just keeps going on over and over and over. I'm going to keep beating this dead horse until everybody jumps on board, and that is freedom through total wellness. Fantastic new resource from Focus on Growth, 35 different stories. I listened to it again yesterday while I was taking part in mowing university, and that is when you live on 5 1/4 acres, there's quite a bit to mow, and when I'm out mowing, whether push mowing, you know, doing the trim, or on the riding mower, which broke yesterday, so couldn't do that, so Emily and I just went right to pulling dandelions and weeds and doing the mower. But I listened to that again from beginning to end and then actually reviewed several of the tracks on it just to hear the content. And what a powerful, powerful experience. Opening with Rick Murphy and then finishing with Phil Offerly. Wow. And if people will listen to that, get that. I mean, you can get them for as low as a buck a piece. And again, the title of the CD is Freedom Through Total Wellness. And focus on growth. And if you've never ordered from them before, 1-800-496-8508. Again, 800-496-8508. And I'm not pushing this to promote more business to Dennis and Nancy. This is just a fantastic CD. If you order 100 or more, you can get them for a buck a piece. The best $100 investment you'll ever spend, and they will customize them with your name and contact information on them. If that's too much to invest, go in with somebody else. Otherwise, they're $2.50 each. So learn from my mistake. I bought 20 in Orlando. What a stupid, stupid mistake. Because it cost me $50 at $2.50 a piece when I could have just bought 100 and had my name imprinted on them, and away we go. So I would really encourage that. In what we're doing, here's a simple idea that we're doing. And again, you could combine for you and your group and something that, my parents are doing, and I'm getting able to tag into that, is their name is printed on it, their name and their phone numbers. And what we're encouraging, and I'm encouraging our group to do, is to look at, I want you to check this out, and could you in the next 24 to 48 hours, as you're driving around or doing whatever you do, could you listen to a few of these, and then either myself or one of these phone numbers that you see printed here is going to show up on your caller ID. And we're going to call you back just to hear your thoughts. What do you think? And yes.
Should I give you a quick idea I got last
night? Absolutely.
Okay, for people that have already been in the business for a while, and you've got some people, you know, that you've talked to or under you, maybe. In my case, I've got somebody, a dead leg, okay? The guy's saying he wants to do something, well, he's been saying he wants to do something ever since he took over the dead leg, so I don't put a lot of strength in it. But I was just checking to see what was underneath him, and there are about 5 frontline people that if they saw the vision, any one of them saw the vision of what we're doing right now, would have the capacity to go and go like gangbusters, just because of their experience over the last 15 to 20 years. I'm going to start with the top one, not the least likely, but the top most likely one that I had a good rapport with years and years and years back. Only for maybe 3 different visits, but it was great. I'm going to send her that CD with a note and say, hey, I'd love to give an update. I'd even drive to Tacoma to do it with you. And just drop it in the mail. That's it.
And
I want,
Mom, when...
And say, I want some feedback.
Okay, good. You're going to put that on the handwritten note.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay. No email ahead of time or anything else. No call. I'm just dropping it in the mail. Her address is still on the computer, and I'm sure because she orders products every now and then. This is what I look for. She orders products every now and then, and I'm going to do it. I know that out of the group, I have to get something out of one of them. And
when,
what's that worth? You know, if I spend $8 on 8 different CDs, oh well.
Yeah, I mean, the cost of the CD, I mailed 6 different packages this week on Wednesday. No, maybe it was Tuesday. And it cost me a total of $12 in mailing and shipping. And the time, this was on Tuesday, actually, and the time to write these notes to different people. And with that CD, and just simply said, check out some of these stories. It's everyday folks like you and I, and I think you'll see what it is that we've experienced. You know, something along that. I tailored it to each one. But it's very, very inexpensive to do, and you never know, because when people hear some of these powerful stories, I mean, these are, because I shared a friend last night, from autism to almost dead. That's your extreme, you know, not A to Z, just from A to A. going full circle. But, it's a fantastic resource, and again, it's from Focus on Growth. Go in with somebody else. Get 100 of them or figure out a way to get them so you get the biggest bang for your buck, but, and put value on it. Don't just throw these out there and tape them to bathroom stalls with a note to dear whomever. You know, don't do that. Okay? I mean, I guess you could. But, you put value on it and connect it to people that will actually respond and what they'll do. As a young mom said to me this week, when I asked her about the CD that I gave her 3 weeks ago, she said in passing, and I think she still looks at me like I've got Ebola virus because I did an energy test on her. I think it really freaked her out because of the response she experienced, but she couldn't figure out what was going on. And I was a little bit overzealous. But she said to me, she said, Vance, thank you for following up with me. I went, wow, that's the first. I don't remember hearing that. But anyway, we've gotten a little sidetracked, a little derailed. I want to get back to Pat Kelly and anybody else that's a member of the Team Rogers group.
Hi, Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm excellent, and I'm getting better. And you, Pat?
Well, I'm surviving a cold and otherwise perfect.
Well, the cold went through our house, at least two members. And we learned to up the immunity for one, and then before I went to bed each night, when I start feel that little itchy, scratchy in the throat, and the first thing I woke up in the morning, little CM cream rubbed on the throat. Works wonders.
Okay. Glad
works
to know.
Absolute wonders. Pat, you're seeing a increase in activity, and some neat things. Do you want to share with the group how March turned out for you? Just the numbers that you shared previously in the week when we connected?
Well, let's see, March. Actually, March is a little bit far away right now. I had met with a fellow who was going to be a distributor, but decided that no, he wasn't going to do that. He was just going to buy the Mag Duo because he heard good reports about a Mag Duo. So he got that. And then he tried it on his friend, and it worked on his friend. So then he told somebody else at church about it, and it took away the fellow's pain in his legs. And so then the fellow, I said, well, then what he really needs, he's doing a lot of walking. He needs the M-strides or the M-steps or whatever they are. And he said, okay. So at 5 to 8 this morning, he called me, and he said, well, that fellow wants them today. So I said, oh, for heaven's sake. So I said, okay, I'll leave him on the doorstep. He can try whichever one he wants. If he's tender-footed, take that one. If he's not, take this one. And then the fellow called back, and he says, you know what, Pat, can't you give them to me at church? I said, buy the wonderful thing. So we're set up now for a local coffee shop next week. Monday, we're doing an all-day presentation, so he can invite all his friends. And then we'll do rollouts and so on. And then I'm signed up at a flea market at a local church, and I'm setting up rollouts 10 minutes for $10, and the money will go to the local women's shelter. So
that's fantastic. This is an entirely. I'm just excited because this is an entirely new Pat Kelly than the one that I was introduced to a few months ago.
Oh my, yes, I haven't done much in Neekend for about a long time. But anyway. I mean, I can tell you lots of ways to fail. I used to be really good at that, and I thought, okay, it's just a learning, so now I'm on a different track.
Well, when I spoke with Tom the other day, he had learned, he'd asked me questions about the Mag Duo because he read them about them, read about the Mag Boy, our original product of that nature, in Dr. Nelson's book. And I said, yeah. And, you know, we hear about different things, but the fastest thing we can do as either a consultant or a customer, get them connected with Neekend. And, Pat, you had asked me a question about the personal webpage. And, you know, for a consultant, do they get a webpage with Neekend or do they only get it when they pay the $24.95 a month? The answer is yes. Both. We regardless of whether we pay for it or we don't pay for it, we get a web page. The difference is, here's the big difference. The $24.95 a month web page gets us the opportunity to personalize it with our picture, and it's not very difficult to upload it. And if you're not computer savvy, just go find one of your kids or your grandkids or a neighbor kid, and they'll show you how quickly they, you can do it. And then here's the other bonus factor. Here's the trifecta, if you will. When did we start this? I think it was April 1st, or maybe it was the middle of March or sometime, that anybody that is paying for that service will get the leads from NECN. In other words, when somebody calls out of the blue or they go on NECN's website, they type in NECN.com, and it directs them right to the webpage. It's just going to randomly select consultants who are paying for that service, and then those customers get directed right to us. Now, a couple months ago, they only went to the members of the President's Club. But with the President's Club being phased out, now all these leads are going to anybody and everyone. And I know there's people on the line right now who've received them. I looked late last night. I looked at my parents. And the way to see if you've got them, well, you'll know this mysterious volume showing up. You don't know where it came from. But Pat had asked me about this yesterday, and I'll be honest. I was, in the years past, I was always kind of hesitant to encourage people to pay for that because I didn't know if there's really that benefit. But just looking at my parents' account, in the first 7 days of this month, they had two retail customers that got linked to their account, and I don't believe, Mom, you can correct me. I could be wrong on this. But just looking at the names and the locations of where these people were in the country, I couldn't see the connection or the previous history that they would have with them. So I believe they just got assigned to them randomly. And over almost $200 in sales, but here's the fun part. The retail profit off of that was more than double what my parents had invested in that $24.95 to get that personal webpage.
That's correct, Vance, but the most fun one for anybody that's been in a while, because I know we got people on this call that have been in a while, they can search by name. If somebody puts your name in and you're, say, in the 24, and it's going to come up, the best one is yet to come because she was in such a hurry and wanted so much stuff, I couldn't get it together fast enough to get there. And the one thing she had to have immediately was the back flex. And this is from like 18 years ago. She remembered our names. Doesn't even know who she was under. But she, when I get together with her because of the bag full of stuff she wanted, and I even made her wait to get some more stuff that I didn't have samples of, it's going to be a great order. And believe you me, she's going in as a customer.
Yeah, because I think,
at the very least.
I think you told me, Mom, she refuses to join and pay the $60 membership, correct?
Well, she said, she started out that way. She said, I've never ever been interested in the business, and I'm not going to be interested in the business this time. Well, that's okay. I shoved the CD at her anyway. And she shoved it right back in my hand. And now I'm standing at the door because she doesn't have time. She just has to have the back flex. And and she says, no, I don't need a CD to tell me about NECN. I love NECN more than you do, and I can tell. So
yeah,
I'd love to turn her around. I'll give her time.
You know, and I think what Pat's doing with Tom. Tom's a brand new guy, and he doesn't even want to join yet. He just wants the product. And so often over the years, we've always been in this mindset of, well, we got to get them joined up, you know, signed up as a consultant because they shouldn't pay retail. I mean, that's the 11th commandment, right? Thou shalt not pay retail. And no, let them, 90% of people join NECN because of the products. Let them get the products. If they're paying retail, put the money in your pocket. Don't worry about it. Don't slow them down. Just get them connected and say, oh, okay. I'll tell you what, I just need your name, address, phone number, and email. And is there a particular password you'd like me to put in here that's 7 characters long, letters and numbers? Because if not, I'm going to put it in your last name with a series of numbers just to finish out the sequence of 7. But let's go ahead and get these ordered. And I'll tell you what, I've got those insoles and that necklace on hand right now, and here you go. So let's ship it to my house to replace what you're getting from me right now. But we gotta get people connected with the product. I don't know if you guys remember, Ron D'Amico, probably a year, year and a half ago, shared on this call that it's always a good idea to have a small arsenal or a small inventory of things that are the everyday things that people are looking for. Because as a gentleman who ran a very successful mechanics garage, you know, when you have the parts on hand and you can put them on the person's car, we're talking about human beings here, not automobiles with Nikan, but when you have the things on hand, it delays or it eliminates that delay in getting people connected with that experience.
They don't want to wait 3 days to start on the 10-4, nor do they want to wait 3 days to start on the vital balance. They expect, you know, instant delivery. I mean, even with over the internet, they get fast, but it's still not fast enough when you get into some of those kinds of products, or even like with her. She wanted the back like now.
Yeah.
Right now. Within the next hour. She said to me, so, you know, that's not an inventory when you're doing a multi-billion dollar business, which is what it can go to, guys.
Well,
a
27% increase March over February, that's pretty significant. And I think we're, you know, I was thinking of something William Todd shared years ago. And, he said, you know, oh yeah, when I do an appointment with somebody, when I know it's going to be a serious business appointment, I've got what we used to call a career and demo pack, always in the trunk of my car. That was $1,500 worth of inventory in the trunk of his car. And I thought, you know, I don't know if I want to get to that point, but hey, you know, why not? Well, you know, well, the reason why is the canopy on my truck doesn't really lock up secure enough to put $1,500 worth, and if somebody knew what was in those boxes, they would
Let me stop you. The Rogers team, years ago, we traded off several times with the demo and career pack that we had in our basement, brand new. Come on over. No, I'll bring it over. He's at your house right now? Okay, I'll bring it over so he can take it home with him. He was ready to order.
Right, and I think that's the thing that most people today is what we're finding is they want that immediate connection because we are in a culture that has really, really, especially in the last decade, we expect instantaneous either delivery or results, and we can deliver. So when somebody listens to that CD and there's a sense of urgency on, we want them to listen to it. And I got a prospect right now. She has come up with some of the most beautiful excuses on why she hasn't listened to that CD during her 30-minute commute each way to and from work. I mean, her best excuse this week when I connected with her was, well, I was so busy planning our vacation. I thought to myself, I looked right at her, we kind of tilted my head and raised an eyebrow. How does one plan a vacation while you're driving? Were you on the phone? No. I was just concentrating. Oh, okay. I said, but that vacation's done now, right? Yeah. No, it's done. I said, well, now you don't have to concentrate while you drive. You can just simply listen to the CD. Yeah, no. I'm gonna get to it. And I looked right at her and I said, is it still in your car? Well, yeah. Okay. So, you guys, we've heard the excuses just like you have. However, when somebody connects and they hear something that resonates with them, and then you connect them with the product experience, they're going to get excited.
I'll shut up. Just to give you guys a perspective, when we did that with the, no, we're not overloading people, and yes, it doesn't happen overnight. But do I say this from experience? Yes. We were way into a five-figure income. I mean, way into a five-figure. We were reaching for a six-figure a month income when we were doing that, or as we saw it growing so rapidly. Do I believe that can happen again? I know that can happen again with what we've got going right now. It's not, do I believe? No, I know it can happen based on my experience of before. I'm not going to go into why. Okay.
Okay. I would. I'm curious why. I mean,
why?
Yeah. Why?
Look around. Look what we had to work with before. Look what we have to work with. $40,000 in volume over 2 months. I mean, we haven't gone that far backwards. And now that's what it cost was $40,000 of actual layout of cash. Now it's maybe somewhere 9-10,000 in 1 month, and you're there at the same point. Now we're doing retail. We never ever did retail. I hated retail. I would do anything to not do retail. I wrote Ben a note and sent it to him and said, I never would touch retail ever, ever, ever. Now I love it. I don't want to sign him up.
And just in case we lost any of you, because I know you're going 40,000 versus 9,000, what are you guys talking about? 20 years ago, the compensation plan, our marketing plan was set up that in order to achieve silver, which I want to, one thing that I think we can all learn from, and I don't know who said this to me or where I learned it from, but 45% is the top commission that we can be looking at every time we introduce Nikan to a brand new person, especially as a customer. And how I'm coming up with 45% is take our 20% override as a silver and above, and then an additional 25% on the retail commission. So that adds up to a 45% commission. An easier example, when you want to crunch the numbers, you introduce somebody to a waterfall at retail. They don't want to join as a member. They just simply want to get, that's all they're interested in. And then at that point, you immediately hook them up to a quarterly auto ship. So they've got a new filter coming in every quarter. Even at full retail, they're still paying a fraction of what some of the leading competitors out there are selling for several thousand dollars. And so but on that waterfall, that 45% commission is more than $125 in our pocket. And is it all about the money? Nope. But the money allows us to pay our bills, and it allows us to feed our family. And it allows us, because we're doing it at home business, allows us to really have some fun and not have to render as much money unto Caesar in the form of the IRS.
It allows other people to be well.
Exactly. And that's the big thing. So years ago, it was 40,000 points over 2 months' time in order to achieve the rank of silver. Today, it's 12. And that can be done when you look at the PV and the CV and all the different amounts. That can be done with as little as $9,000 outlay of people, you and your team, over the course of 3 months' time. That's where Mom is quoting that $9,000 amount. So, again, the goal should be for everybody who's serious about this as a business, if you're not silver, that should be your target goal. I got to get there. What's it going to take to get there? It's going to take a lot of customers. It's going to take a lot of consultants. And when I say a lot, I'm not talking hundreds. I'm talking a few. Julie Clark, I don't know if she's on the line this morning. And if you are, hit *6 and demute your line. She has a goal. I think she shared this last Saturday. To develop a customer base of 100 customers that are all on auto ship of at least $100 or more. Now, some of those customers are going to be consultants, but some of them are going to be customers. And if you run the numbers on that, this is kind of fun. I think she shared last Saturday that if I get 100 customers that are all on auto ship, my 20% generated off that, that's $2,000. You know, $100 per customer times 100, that's $10,000 in volume. 20% of that is $2,000 commission. Okay, that's where I'm running the numbers here if I'm going too fast for you. And I talked to her later in the week and I said, Julie, I think you kind of missed the mark on that, because if those are retail customers, there's an additional 25% on top of that. So it's not $2,000 that you'd be earning every single month. It's actually $4,500. She said, yeah, Vance, I kind of factored that in, but I'm just focusing on what if they were all wholesale customers and I was getting the full 20%. Well, yeah. She said, that'll be my travel money. My travel, you know, because I want to travel. And that's her goal. And she'll get it.
Hi, so, Vance. I'm here.
You are. Thank you, Julie.
Yes, I'm here, and I'm working at it. So my volume from last week to this week has doubled. So that's pretty good. So.
And what is your volume right now on the 11th of April?
So my personal volume is 1,578.
So just under $1,600 is your personal volume, and.
Volume is just a little bit higher. That's 1857.
Okay, so that personal volume is reflective on, number one, your auto ship, and then secondly, right behind that is people that you've got non-auto ship either as customers, if it's in your personal volume, and you know, Julie, one of the things that I've shared your experience and your story with so many people, you're not a Well, what you are is this very soft-spoken individual, and your countenance in person, of all the blessed times that I've been able to spend with you, you're just Julie. I mean, not that it's just Julie.
I'm pretty quiet, but I speak up now. I tell my husband that he's taught me how to speak up more. So I talk to anybody and everybody, and I've joined a lot of groups so that I can meet more people. And so last Saturday was when I got that really large order from a new person I'd never met, never knew. And I tried to get him to sign up because he would have been a QE with his $800 order, but he just wanted to order. So
he just, that's all he wanted to do.
And he said he wanted to try everything. He didn't care what it cost. I gave him the 10% discount because and he was happy with that. But tomorrow I have another appointment with someone who I'm hoping is gonna get involved in one way or another. She's a naturopathic doctor and has been in my funnel for a while, and I was at the point of sort of just forgetting about her and was concentrating on talking to other people at our meeting Friday. And then she came to me and she says, I keep not calling you back and we need to get together. So,
Julie, I want to ask you the same question I asked Jean. How important is it to set goals?
Well, you have to set goals. You have to know where you're going and what you want to be. So, you know, my goal from the beginning has been diamond. And it's just going to take a while to get there. But it doesn't matter how long it takes to get there, as long as you keep going. And did you get an email I sent you this morning?
If it happened this morning, no. I didn't even look at emails yet. I got up.
I have a short quote to share.
Go ahead.
And it's MJ Durkin's daily quote. I don't know if people are on his list or not, but I have some of his books. And so here's his quote of the day. Being positive attracts more positive. Once you get some momentum, you need to keep it going by focusing on how great it is that you had a win or something that is going well. There is great value in realizing that there is no reason to drive backwards towards something that you don't want. It's time for most of us to rip out the rearview mirror and only look through the windshield and look forward at what we want, at what feels good.
I love that. And having a 16-year-old who does not know how to use that rearview mirror yet, and that's still quite a...
You want her to use it, though.
That's quite a challenge for her, but I love the first part of that statement is that being positive attracts positive. And that is so, so incredibly true. And we all got, those of us who were in Orlando, we got to see that, hear that firsthand. With Dr. Cruz, and that when somebody asks you how you're doing, say terrific, say fantastic. And if you want to up the ante, say, yeah, I'm doing just wonderful, but I'm getting better.
Yeah.
That really freaks people out.
I learned that from Reed Nelson a while ago, the awesome that I'm getting better. And people's eyes open wide when you say that, and they want to know why.
Yeah, no, they do. And then you can tell them, say, wow, I discovered a whole different way than the way our culture's going into wellness, to a Japanese mindset, you know, five pillars, whatever you want to say. And if they're not open, they'll shut down really quick, and then you just move on. Just move on. And, Julie, one of the things that I wanted to stress, at the end of our time here this morning, and that is next, I think it's Thursday night, I don't have a calendar in front of me, but the 16th, Ben Woodward is going to be leading us, and if you can't get on the WebEx, you can catch next Thursday night, the 16th, it'll be at 6 p.m. All the information will be on the conference calls listing, which is in the information center on Nikan's website. I presume Nikan will send out an email to everybody, but if you're like Julie or you're like Mom, you don't get those emails.
I didn't get yours this week either.
They don't send them out every week, but trust me, Julie, I will make sure I forward them on to you. But Ben is going to be outlining some new things, and what you're hearing from Pat, the excitement that Mom is sharing, and what, Julie is sharing right now is this didn't start last week. This started for all of us back in January 5th, when Nikan outlaid this new concept called quality enrollment. Get on autoship for $100. Get in, seek to get a few customers every single month, get that target, that 500 points, and then, and this is where it's starting to get fun, is start duplicating that in a couple other people, consultants underneath of you. And that's when the fun really begins, and we start to see a tsunami effect. And Steve Crowfoot, who was on the line a few minutes ago, but is not on with us this morning, he said, I got two texts. I want to read two texts with you. One's from Steve, who is a longtime consultant of ours. But the other one is, from one of our customers. She started as a customer and said, I absolutely am not interested in the business. Not at all. But Steve sent this to me late last night, and he said, I just got information from Alex, who wants me to put him in as a customer. And Jose told me he was ready to be in soon. Both have read The 4-Year Career, and Jose read Fit to Win in Spanish. This is exciting. It is starting to explode. Okay? That was a text late last night, and then yesterday afternoon I got this, and this again came from a gal who said, I absolutely am not interested in doing the business. She and her husband have since changed their tune. But this is what she wrote, okay, and I'm going to read it exactly how she wrote it, and this is a short testimony. So, believe it or not, I'm not prone to exaggeration. I may like to make my stories more colorful, but things like flattery, over-exaggeration of how things are working, it's just not me. I'm a pretty genuine person. All that to say, this Kenzen 10-4 drink is saving my life. There are times in the day that I'm so out of steam, and I literally just want to crawl in my bed and sleep for the next 24 hours. But I drink a tea instead, and I get an almost instant boost. And you are so right in what you said. It's a smooth energy. That came from a mom of 6 kids who is finishing her student teaching and getting her master's degree all at the same time. And I literally, as I read that, you know, that she said, I get so exhausted, I just want to crawl in bed. And yet I take the tea, and boom, everything turns around. And I wrote her back, and I said, do you remember what I said to you last November when I reached out to you via Facebook and asked the question, something along the lines of, do you know any young moms that could use an energy boost? There are tons and tons and tons of people out there that are looking, and they're using things right now to get that energy boost, because they think everything is urgent, but really, is it important? It's really not that important, but we're so much in our culture, we got to take it all in. And we have some genuine solutions here, both physical and financial, to give these people a better way. you know, as Eric Worre ends every one of his broadcasts, because it is a better way. What we're a part of this industry, what Nikan's given us the opportunity to be a part of, there is a better way out there. So, anyhow, that's all I got for today. Questions, comments? We got about 3 minutes left. All you got to do is hit star 6. Again, April 16th, that's next Thursday night, 6 p.m. You don't want to miss that WebEx. I believe it'll be a WebEx, but if not, just dial the number and listen. Most of us are audio listeners. If you're on this call right now or listening to the recording of this call, we're all pretty savvy about how to listen and learn and take some notes. I don't know what they're going to be introducing or announcing or anything. I just don't. But don't miss that one. That would be a shame to miss that. So, if nobody's got anything else, let's tie a bow on this conversation until next week. And want to encourage you again, if you really want to up the ante and have some fun, take your Nikan experience to a new level, check out the mentorship program. It's scary, but it's so incredibly rewarding. Let me just put it to you that way. It is so incredibly rewarding. We're hearing that from Royal Diamonds to brand new directs that we're connecting with every week, saying, man, it is so encouraging to hear what people are putting down for their monthly goals and then hearing them achieve them. Some are surpassing them. Some of us are a little bit shy of them, but either way, as Gene reminded us, if you only put down, I want to just do my auto ship this month, and that's your only goal, well, you're not shooting for much. And that's kind of a little bit selfish if that's all we're doing. We really, really should put some goals a little bit higher than that. And then again, another commercial, another reminder, the excellent new resource, the CD, Freedom Through Total Wellness from Focus on Growth, 1-800-496-8508 is their phone number. Again, 800-496-8508. And you order them 100 or more, they're a buck a piece. So you invest $100 and you'll get your name customized, put on there, and you never know. That and a personal note on a post-it dropped in the mail or handed to somebody in passing. You just never, ever know what's going to happen. And those stories, they will bring tears to your eyes when you hear what some of these do. And they're all fresh. These are stories that have happened really recently, or with some people who have been in Nikan for a while, they happened years ago, but it changed your life. And I'm thinking of so many of them out of the top of my head. Ron D'Amico, you know, was almost dead when he discovered Nikan years ago. And when you see him today in his mid-70s, you look at him and say, there's no way that guy is what he actually says his age is, because he looks like the epitome of wellness today, and it's because of Nikan. So, all right, there's no questions, there's no more comments. It's the top of the hour. Thank you, everybody who contributed, Gene, Mom, and Julie. So grateful for your contribution to the call. And next Saturday, same time, same place. And again, don't miss Thursday night with our President Ben Woodward, April 16th, 6 p.m. West Coast time. The information, the number will be on Nikan's website in the Information Center. Scroll down to conference calls, and it should be right there. And if it's not, call somebody, and we'll find it, and we'll get it. All right? Have a great weekend, everybody. Be blessed, and we'll talk to you next Saturday, if not before. If there's anything we can do on our end, don't hesitate to call, text, email. That's what we're here for. And easiest way to make that happen is just call 503-695-5683 is our home number. Cell 503-348-0749. And I do text. And I'm a firm believer in it. Email address, if you need it, vsrogers995@gmail.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, R-O-G-E-R-S, 995@gmail.com. So again, if there's anything that we can do on our end, we are honored and pleased and just tickled pink to help out in any way. And want to remind you again, reach out, touch someone. That was the old Bell phone commercial, because my mental telepathy skills, as I explained to our 13-year-old yesterday, they're not so good. I'm working on it, but if you don't speak out, then we can't help you, and we want to help you succeed, and that's what we're here to do, here to serve. So have a great weekend, everybody. Love you tons. We'll talk to you next Saturday, if not before.
Ben?
Yes.
Ben?
Yes.
This is Albert. Hi. I have a question. I have somebody that I wanted to talk, said they had to check with their doctor because they had a knee replacement, and it's somebody I know well and been working with in church, and they wouldn't accept anything on the knee. And so I was wondering, do we have a doctor somewhere that I could use as like a three-way call or something?
The concern is not using any of Nikan's solutions after a knee replacement?
Yeah, right. Because she had cancer and had a real something. She didn't use Nikan, but I don't know what it was, but she thought it was just, I guess it was Magnus or something, and she wouldn't allow her husband to have anything on his knee. So I told her I would try to find some doctors in our group, because we have thousands, hundreds of doctors.
Okay. I'm gonna go back to something, and you can go on Saturday AM Live and hear the interview I did about a year and a half ago with Dr. Mark Sussman. And I'll just quote him, and I'll use the same exact strength and vernacular that he did. And this is coming from a doctor. And he said, you know, if you have an artificial implant of any sort in your body, and he was speaking more specifically of a diabetic a pump and or any other type of mechanical that actually has batteries and, you know, working parts, a knee replacement is, there's nothing moving, there's nothing mechanical in there as far as that derives power. But he said specifically, if you have any type of artificial implant in your body and you're concerned about magnets and magnetic energy, you might want to get off the planet. End of quote. Okay? And I really do feel for people, whether they're in the medical field or they're not, and I know this is going to come pretty strong as a statement, but I really do feel if they're not willing to do a little bit of research and a little homework and jump online on YouTube and type in Dr. Michael Weintraub and look at the double-blind study that he did in 49 different clinics over 20, I think it was 28 or 29 different states, double-blind study utilizing the insole, and it was better than 70% positive reaction from these different individuals suffering from diabetic neuropathy. And better than 70%, that's a pretty darn good statistic as far as the results.
So what is the YouTube? You know, I don't do internet, but I can get the information and see if they could go do it.
Yeah, well, it's just Dr. Michael Weintraub, and they'll try a couple different spelling variations.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.